What separates truly great companies from the merely successful? While most business books focus on strategy, metrics, or innovation, Nikos Morkogiannis reveals a deeper truth. Enduring success flows from purpose, a moral foundation that guides decisions and inspires achievement. This isn't about mission statements or corporate social responsibility. It's about the fundamental moral DNA that shapes how an organization thinks and acts. Warren Buffett considers this book essential reading precisely because it illuminates what conventional business wisdom misses, that the world's most successful organizations are powered by something deeper than clever tactics or profit targets. They're driven by purpose that gives meaning to work and creates sustainable advantage in ways strategy alone never could. Every great company draws its purpose from one of four distinct moral traditions. Excellence, Aristotle, drives organizations obsessed with standards defined by the craft itself. Medieval craftsmen carved unseen angels because God would notice. And similarly, Berkshire Hathaway refuses business that compromises quality. Altruism, Hume, powers businesses primarily serving customers through exceptional service, Nordstrom, or affordable products, Walmart. Heroism, Nietzsche, fuels growth-obsessed companies like Microsoft and Ford, whose leaders seek achievement through imposing their will. Discovery, Kierkegaard, animates organizations like IBM and Virgin that constantly pursue innovation. These philosophical traditions manifest in concrete business practices. When Sam Walton passed savings to customers rather than increasing margins, he expressed an altruistic purpose that became Walmart's moral foundation. When Thomas Watson built IBM's culture around think, he established discovery as the company's moral compass. Understanding which purpose drives your organization isn't academic. It's essential to harnessing its full power. Purpose differs fundamentally from other business concepts. While companies need profits to survive, this doesn't create a moral duty to maximize them. The 1982 Johnson & Johnson Tylenol recall exemplifies purpose-guided decision-making, where withdrawing products after tampering incidents reflected their credo's values beyond financial considerations. Purpose isn't corporate social responsibility either. Many companies pursue good citizenship merely to enhance their image, treating ethics as separate from their core business. Purpose-driven companies integrate ethics into their fundamental reason for being. Purpose also differs from vision statements like McDonald's to dominate the global food service industry, which may motivate but lack moral foundation. When facing difficult decisions, principles aren't robust enough unless they flow from an active purpose central to the business. Without purpose, companies often struggle with ethical dilemmas or outsource moral judgment. Purpose provides clarity that makes difficult decisions more straightforward, not because they're easy, but because the right path aligns with the organization's fundamental character. Warren Buffett transformed $10,000 in 1951 into $30 billion through an investment approach driven by purpose rather than simply getting rich. His strategy identifies undervalued companies with secure long-term cash flows by applying four tests: businesses he understands, with favorable prospects, operated by honest and competent people, and available at attractive prices. What distinguishes Buffett is his approach to the craft. He works only with people he likes and admires, valuing relationships over maximizing returns. With photographic memory and mathematical genius, Buffett treats investing as his canvas, finding joy in the process that sustains his excellence. His management style eliminates bureaucracy, giving managers simple directives: run businesses as if they owned 100% and couldn't sell for a century. When Buffett donated his $40 billion fortune to the Gates Foundation, he demonstrated his ability to recognize excellence in others. This exemplifies Aristotelian purpose, pursuing excellence for its own sake rather than wealth's trappings. The result is not just financial success, but a life of meaning through mastery, something we all secretly crave in our work. Despite recent controversies, Sam Walton built Walmart on genuine altruism, a passion for customer service that transformed retail. Starting with a single franchise in Arkansas, he grew its turnover from $72,000 to $250,000 in 5 years through experimentation and customer focus. When competing against Kmart in 1976, Walton's purpose became his greatest advantage. Walton's approach was authentic. When buyers secured good deals, he passed savings to customers rather than increasing margins. Unlike Kmart's failed customer-first initiatives, Walmart distinguished itself through genuine employee commitment to its purpose. The result? By 1990, Walmart's sales per square foot reached $250 compared to Kmart's $150. And by 2002, Kmart was bankrupt while Walmart became the world's largest company. This purpose-driven approach differs from companies merely talking about customer service. When altruism is your moral foundation rather than a marketing slogan, it shapes countless small decisions that competitors can't easily copy. Walmart's advantage wasn't just efficient systems. It was a culture where employees genuinely believed they were helping customers live better lives through affordable goods. What makes a company truly great? It's not just profitability or market share. True greatness emerges from a company's quality of action, the capacity to achieve sustained, powerful results. Purpose drives this quality through four interconnected pillars: employee morale, innovation capability, competitive advantage, and leadership. Purpose solves the challenge of treating employees both as individuals and as a collective, allowing leaders to approach many employees while maintaining mutual respect. When employees see their work as meaningful, they bring energy to tasks and make decisions aligned with strategic goals. Companies on Fortune's Best 100 Companies to Work For list consistently outperform market averages. For innovation, purpose adds a fourth dimension to thinking, beyond technology, customers, and competition, helping break free from conventions while providing emotional certainty that supports open-mindedness. Purpose also shapes the routines and relationships that underpin competitive advantage, from motivated employees to effective teamwork and knowledge sharing. Booz Allen Hamilton found no correlation between innovation spending and corporate success. What matters more is having a purpose that encourages people to think beyond current limitations and take smart risks, something money alone can't buy. How do you apply these principles to your organization? Start by understanding your company type. Established, purpose-driven companies face specific constraints. Discovery companies must continually reinvent. Excellence firms should emphasize premium products. Altruistic organizations need financial discipline, and heroic companies require a credible path to market dominance. If your company lacks clear purpose, follow these steps. Review your strategy for unconscious predispositions, draw out community implications, understand moral ideas, examine company traditions, take a purpose inventory of leadership, survey moral ideas organization-wide, identify a single purpose that maximizes strengths while fitting stakeholders' moral ideas, and create progress metrics. The journey to purpose isn't easy, but it's essential for organizations seeking greatness. By aligning strategy with moral foundations, you create conditions for enduring advantage that transcends market fluctuations. In a meaning-hungry world, purpose may be your most powerful competitive advantage. Remember, purpose isn't created, it's discovered by understanding the moral traditions driving your organization's best work. When strategy aligns with this moral DNA, you build a company that matters, that people are proud of, and that can truly change the world.